Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A place they don't win often, a place they have won just once under Mike Tomlin. Sunday could be the second, and to keep a little bit of pressure off, it might need to be. The Steelers meet the Patriots in Foxborough Sunday afternoon, and after one loss, there is already some hysteria in Pittsburgh. I think it can be a little premature, but the best way to cure everything is winning, which needs to be done on Sunday. Donnie Football with you tonight on 93.7 The Fan until 7:30. We have Thursday Night Football on the airwaves. You heard Joel in his headline there, Dolphins and Bills, an 8:15 kickoff. You can catch it all right here, starting at 7:30, courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One. And that is Joel Nelson behind the glass tonight. We will get into some best bets later and what we like about the Thursday night game on tap. It is a very big spread, the Bills hosting the Miami Dolphins. A little ride on the coordinator carousel as well. Both Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin spoke today. We will react to some of their words. Don't really have the time to listen to those guys in their entirety, because that would be over 30 minutes of content, just them. So we will dive into their press conferences a little bit, break down some of what they said, and move along. Your calls are always welcome at 412-928-9370. You can share your thoughts on the game Sunday and your feelings going into Foxborough. Again, 412-928-9370 if you want to hop on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, which is Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you, of course, know that that same number is of the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I don't think this team is bound for 5-12 or 6-11. I'm still pretty hesitant on saying 7-10, somewhere in that ballpark. I'm not seeing that happening. I don't think it's in their DNA, and it's certainly not in their vocabulary. Do I think that would be the worst thing? No. I said that all offseason, that this team could benefit well from a genuinely bad year. But we knew the Steelers would never be that team. And I don't think one loss has turned this season into a tailspin. And I don't think they will make what happened on Sunday a true season-long pattern. It's tough for me to look at a Week 3 game and label it as a must win, especially when the team does not have a win already under their belt. And they are actually right where I thought they would be at this point. Just swap the games. I thought the Steelers would lose the opener against the Jets, and I thought they would bounce back with a nice win in the home opener. That wasn't the case. They beat the Jets at MetLife in dramatic fashion. They turned around and lost at Acrisure Stadium to open the 2025 home schedule. and they lost to a Sam Darnold-led team by 2 scores. Not pretty. So I don't want to say must win. I know that's easy talk. That's an easy phrase to use in this industry. It helps build the game up, the importance every week. But in reality, a loss puts them at 1-2. Does it put them behind the eight ball a little bit? Sure. Does it mean they would have lost to two teams that are fringe playoff teams at best with either average or very young quarterbacks? Sure, absolutely. My fear is also a little bit different because it's how those games have gone. And more specifically, how the defense has played. We knew the offense would take some lumps. We are kind of programmed to see bad offense considering what we've had in the last, 5 years? You had the shell of Ben Roethlisberger in 2021, even though that was probably the best since now. The Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph years were not fun. I mean, Rudolph had that 3-game stretch that was a lot of fun, but it was only 3 games. Russell Wilson last year, a mix of Justin Fields last year. Okay, those guys did some good things, but it got very ugly very quickly. This defense is a major issue. They haven't even faced a good team or good offense yet, and this is how they look. They made Justin Fields look good. They made Sam Darnold look good. Are those guys good? I wouldn't put them in that category. And I was a Justin Fields defender. I wanted to see the Steelers just bring Justin Fields back. Maybe there was something there they could untap. But I'm certainly not throwing him in the good category. He looked great against them. Check what he did against the Bills in week 2. Sam Darnold, who has been a journeyman. Yeah, he has a high draft pedigree. I get that. He had a really good season in Minnesota in 2024, but I wouldn't say he's overly special. He's not going to be an MVP winner anytime soon. And that's how they look against these guys. Imagine them when they play Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, or Buffalo, a team that plays tonight with Josh Allen, or Detroit with that offense that just exploded for 50-plus points. And I'm leaving some teams out there. They still do have some time to right the ship here. They should be getting their top pick, Derek Harmon, back relatively soon. Even an outside chance that it's this week, possibly next week in Dublin. Would they have him make his debut there? I don't know. Otherwise, they would have to wait until week 6 after the bye week for us to see Derek Harmon. And does that fix everything? I'm not sure. That's a lot to ask of a rookie to come right in and basically save this defense that has been a disaster. Because they have more issues than just that. I know it starts up front, but they seem to have issues at every single level of their defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys getting blown off the ball. Linebackers getting eaten up. Corners that, given the scheme, are facing an uphill battle of age and speed and the fact that they are just out of position at times. Battles on all three levels. I do think there are a couple of changes that I would make. First, I would play Y.A. Black a little bit more at nose. Does that solve everything? No, and there's certainly no guarantee that he's even great there. But Keanu Benton is clearly out of position, and he just gets blown off the ball consistently. A player that we were high on after year one, thought would be a breakout candidate in year two, now looks like a bust in year three. I think they should play Y.A. Black more at the nose. I think they should play Daniel Equale more at the nose. Those guys at least provide more size, and they would stand a better chance at eating up some blocks. Would they be great? That's hard to say. I can't guarantee that. They don't really have a Casey Hampton at their disposal, but I think it could give them a better chance. I also want to see more of Jack Sawyer. I think he's limited as a player to a degree. I mean, he was a mid-round pick, but he looked like he grew up quite a bit from week one to week two, and we hear that around the NFL. You see the most growth with your team from week one to week two. Not many guys on the Steelers roster or on their defense can say that. I think he can. Limited action for Sawyer in week one, and out of necessity due to the Alex Highsmith injury, a lot of snaps for Sawyer in week two, and I thought he was one of their better players on that side of the ball. He offers himself as a good edge setter against the run. He has good size in that part of the game. And a lot of the struggles with this defense have been there against the run. They gave up 182 to the Jets. They've given up 299 yards total in their first two games this season. Kenneth Walker. I wish Kenneth Gainwell had the game that Kenneth Walker had. Kenneth Walker had 8 yards per carry the other day. So that has been a struggle. And I also think that Sawyer can bring a little bit more than he gets credit for in the pass game. But Nick Herbig, who will play a lot in this one, he kind of specializes there. Another bullet point, play Cole Holcomb more in place of Peyton Wilson. Wilson has arguably been the worst player on their defense. The man is a downright liability through 2 weeks. Keanu Benton has been really bad. Peyton Wilson is right there with him. His specialty is supposed to be against the pass. How has that gone so far? He's been terrible. We know Patrick Queen won't be the guy coming off the field, so I think less is more with Wilson right now. I think that sprinkle Peyton Wilson in, absolutely. It's not like you should take away the guy's helmet or not play him at all. He should play. We should see more Cole Holcomb in this game on Sunday. Juwan Bentley just simply won't be ready yet. They haven't even signed the guy to the active roster, but eventually he could be a player that gets worked into the mix. And I know those are only really 3 points. More Y.A. Black, more Jack Sawyer, more Cole Holcomb. But the big picture problem here won't change, and that is the coaching that needs to drastically improve over the course of the season, because these first 2 weeks have been ugly. A lot of what you see ultimately goes back on coaching. The players could absolutely be better, but the man in charge, and it isn't Terrell Austin, puts these guys in a lot of bad situations. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. Would love to get your thoughts on the Steelers going into this game in Foxborough, a place they have won most recently in 2008. Mike Tomlin is 1-5 in the 6 games in New England in his Steelers career. 17 years it has been since Pittsburgh has won a game at New England. I'd love to hear your thoughts at 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on Twitter at 937TheFan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll take your calls coming back. We will also hear from both the offensive and defensive coordinator of this team. We'll get into some game picks and best bets for Thursday night football before we are done as well. But 412-928-9370 is the number to get involved. We'll get to you coming up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.